Alrighty. Just looking at your emails. I know. Sorry. I can try to work on that. If there's nothing really pressing at work, I might. It's right here. It's right here. Oh, no. It's over there. It's over there. I've just got to see if it's doable. It probably is. Certainly more juice to it. So, yeah, we'll see how it goes. But yeah, we'll just hook it up there. I don't know where we'll stick it. We might just stick it right here. Maybe having it at this corner, it's kind of central to the house. And if it can punch through the, mesh, happy day. Or if it can't, we might have to mount it out here somewhere. I don't know where. I'm not really looking forward to trying to. It's gonna look ugly no matter where I put it. Yeah. Yeah. Huh? Ugliness? How it just go like this and everybody runs into it with their head. Or I'll put it up here and Lisa will constantly be swatting at it with a fly swatter. So there's a huge bug on the wall. And I'll say, yeah, big ugly bug. The biggest problem is electricity. So it would make more sense for it to, we could just sit it right here.
Ha-ha.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
But, I'd bring a wire to it.
Yeah.
I've got it, but it wouldn't look good. It'd look ugly. Ugly. Because there is no beautiful way of solving that problem. We could use that white Gorilla tape to try to cover it, to try to hide the cable. Yeah, there you go. It looked tacky. Tacky is all get out. But you know what? Everything in this world is kind of tacky looking. And look at that. Look at that look on Lisa's face. Oh. What? Ooh. What? Did you get a communication from somebody? Something interesting?
Is it supposed to be their pumpkin?
It's a pumpkin? Who's that?
Carrie Nichols?
Yeah, that's a pumpkin. It's cute. Looks a little anemic to me. But, what can you do? Yeah, see, I've got enough cabling to do the job. But yeah, we'd probably have to do it like this, and then just go up here, and then just go up here, and over here, and this way. And then we can come down over there. Yeah. This is doable, Lee. It's right next to power over there. Peachy freaking keen. What better could it be? I just gotta rig it. And maybe that'll solve all of our troubles. As long as Sam doesn't want his router back. I can always buy you another one. Chances of you having another cable thing is about zilch. But it depends. How do you like the cold?
Not bad.
I could help you get a job someplace where they would probably take care of your room and board and pay you pretty good. And yeah, it'd feel kind of like the military, except they don't make you do all the other crap. Oh, you know, any place that is unpleasant. Middle East, The Arctic? The Antarctic's good. Do you want to go down and work for the Polar Survey?
At least in that equation. Yeah. Try to give opportunities there. Interesting opportunities.
Hey, man. Well, I'm thinking about my kids. Look at Brenna. Oh. I didn't give that one to her, but... you know... I think she got the idea from some of the crap I stuck at Shayna. That's where the AmeriCorps stuff happened. Yeah. Hey, did you talk to President Swap any yesterday, Sam? A little? How much time do you think it's going to take for you to get things pulled together there? And
as long as it takes.
As long as it takes. That's vague. Come on, man.
That is the realistic answer,
Dad. Well, fine. I know it's realistic, but come on, man. You can... I mean... Did you have gross to disgusting sex with somebody while you were in the military and now you're paying for it?
No.
Okay, so it's little stuff. As long as you haven't done something for a little while that you have been doing, then you'll probably be declared okay, yeah? Is that kind of the deal?
I'm not talking about this.
I don't want specifics. I'm just looking at time frames, man. I'm the absolute worst, I tell you. I'm sure it's something that in the past, we talked about it in a PPI when you were younger. Something like porn on devices. You weren't getting caught in the common stuff. That's normal. Anyway, Yahoo.
Sam,
no.
Okay. Well, then, let me ask you this. Would you rather just go on a mission than try to find a job? Are you not paying attention to me anymore?
Hard not to.
Well, you're not answering. Would you rather just go on a mission than try to find a job? Is that why you're kind of avoiding getting a job, or is it just about I don't want some suck face job? Doing what it takes to get money type of job. I'm just trying to find a way to engage some sort of motivation, that's all. If you have a job, it's easier to stay out of trouble.
Yeah.
You should know that.
The more and more you push me to go on a mission, the more I feel like it's something you want and what I want.
Oh, he's trying to use psychology on me. He says, no, I'm just trying to figure it out. If you really don't want to go on a mission, then you shouldn't go. And let me tell you what it'll be then. It'll be like, well, then get a job, and it doesn't matter what the job is.
I do, but I don't like you pushing me.
I'm not pushing you to go on a mission. In fact, I'm pushing you to get a job. You're confused. What the ultimate end game is for you is peachy. Those are what you're going to use to walk in.
And what I don't want to shots that are not boots.
God, you are worse than me, and that's bad. That's bad. Okay. Sam, I love you, buddy. It's my weekly, dude, get a job talk. As soon as Matt gets things together, it's always kind of a Matt thing.
Yeah.
And he's trying to get it so I stop bugging him, old Sam is. And he keeps thinking he's going to find some logical way to get me to stop bugging him. And let me tell you.
Yeah, for God's sake, logical works on logical people.
That's right.
At least you're lost more than 3 minutes.
The way you get me to stop bugging you about this is to handle the situation. One way or another. One way or another. Yes, or moving very far away, which will also involve getting a job. So it works for me either way. Look, do I bother Brenna about things like this? No, I bug her about finding a guy and getting married, but... Stuff that needs to happen. Yeah? And then after that, I'm really not, you know, I really don't bug people.
Those are your shoes?
Those are her shoes.
It's what I brought. I have other shoes that are better, but they're in town, and I'm not going to go there.
So I don't know how much she's going to be walking with us. And Mom will be worried about me not pissing you off, and it's like, dude, no. I said, this is called motivation. I am, I'm great. I don't give Caleb any troubles, do I? I mean, sometimes I talk to him about what he's going to do because he only intends on doing just... one enlistment as far as he's talking about, and he's also looking at, you know, the options that he gets as time progresses, you know, that he can say, okay, I can take a year and I can come back, or I can do the National Guard thingy, you know.
I think he's
going to
deal with some time in the Guard.
That's fine. And I said, yeah. And then I bring up the fact that Hal pulled a stunt like that, which was fine, and he, you know, and He did to get money to go on his mission. You know, he did 2 years in the Navy, and then he did his mission, and then he did, I think, 6 years in the Guard. And and any one of those is fine. Do I like you guys to go on missions? Absolutely. He says, but I don't want you just to go to get away from me. Maybe. Maybe I wouldn't mind. Matt's here. We're waiting for Mom now. She's going to the bathroom. She is in the facilities. You all set, Matt? You feeling good?
Yes.
Yes. Uh-oh. This is tricky, I can tell already. Matt, Sam, I'm going to take your old router and try to turn it into a wireless access point. For Mom, and hey, maybe for you. And maybe for that TV, too. I'm going to put it right here. What do you think of that?
Good.
Do you want this sucker back at some point?
Maybe if I leave.
All right.
If I leave.
Okay. Well,
good money for that.
No, I'm sure. I'll pay you back for it if you want me to.
And what about my iPod? It kept slowing me down.
Your iPod is slowing you down?
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you mean? You can't watch your movies on it?
Yeah, it kept loading. That means I need another Chromebook.
You want a Chromebook? I could give you Mom's. I gave her it, where it was mine.
So, does it fit?
Groovy.
Pretty much, yeah.
I love you, Sam.
Okay.
I just want you to do what needs doing. That's all. Yeah, I know. It's okay. That's an interesting way to put on a shirt. It works. It's interesting. Did you learn that in the military, or do you just always do that?
Yeah, I always do that.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. I like it. Oh, already ahead of me. Gosh darn it. Have fun. See you later. Come with us?
Yay!
What a guy! What a guy! What a guy!
Gonna come and show.
Absolutely. In his cool little vehicle. This is a cool little vehicle. Yeah, that or he's come to come get something out that he's not walking with.
I'm walking with you guys.
Oh, you are? Okay. But in those shoes?
You got two different shoes that are going to be in.
Those have holes, yeah.
Oh. Same.
And not nearly as comfortable, but yeah. They are reliable little beasts.
Mom would like this, too. She likes the smaller ones. Although I think she likes Bob just fine. She's got a nice truck. It works. It's even got a receiver on the back. I was thinking about how I'm going to transport this e-bike I bought. Once it finally gets here in a couple of months from China.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is great. This is a good morning. The 66 business is nice. It's going to get even colder later on. Got a 61, man. Mom's going to want a sweater. Huh. Maybe I won't. Yeah. I better go up with those guys so you guys can talk. Sam doesn't have to get so weird about what I'm talking about. Yep, Lee. I got the first little person who says, I tried to turn it and it wouldn't take it. The gold quiz. This is the quiz due on Saturday. It's like, did you look at the course schedule? It's a Dunn's course schedule. Wednesdays. Wednesdays are the quizzes. So it's okay. You'll know next time. People who don't like zeros, I will help you understand. You're not going to have a problem with zeros because you're going to know every zero you got, you earned. But I see. He's okay. Trust me, he's way over. He's going to be great. I'm sorry. You're a wonderful person. Yeah, I still think I'm going to call. I'm going to call Mickey. About his little truck. Of course, we'll say, I used that for dump run. That's right. Okay. That'll give me a chance to call and say howdy. On some other pretense. Then whatever. Ah. I love Sam. He doesn't want me to bring it up at all. And it's like, oh, get serious. You're not going to get it at all. So hopefully I'll only do it occasionally. Hi. He really wants to get it someplace else and get out of here. It's like, okay. We'll see what comes of all this. But I do. I think the job of squirrels. I think I did an okay job. So, there's a reasonable chance that pretty soon they'll say, yeah, we want you. Oh, it's like groovy. Since they've had a year to figure out that the combination's hard to get. They've had some people. They said we've had people apply for it, but they always say, "Well, I don't know anything about that." You go, "Well, are you interested in learning?" And they go, "No." Why are people like that? I don't get that. Anyway. I'm a full stack guy, man. I like knowing everything. Because I'm not the type to say, hey, that's not my problem. And you go, man, if it's in my space, it's my problem. I want my crap to work. So yeah, I just don't know. I have no idea what the time frame is, and it may be a whole thing of shoot. I gotta go through all the application stuff for the security clearance again. Of course, for all I know, they'll come back and they go, well, they changed the rules, and now we'll take the security clearance you had before, and we'll just turn it on. And you go, really? Okay. I figured it's been too long. But it's like, you know, since you just don't know. Depends on this man. Who knows? Who knows? And the Lord me. Whoa, here it goes. And here goes the other one. Oh my gosh. They're both wild ones.
Wow.
Our kids. They're so bunched up, sorry. You are? What'd you and Brenna talk about? I'm sure it was you and Brenna talking mostly last night. Oh my goodness. Yeah? She was a quiet sort. Not so much anymore. Good in the day. It wasn't fast. It wasn't fast at all. Yeah? Oh, guy. Oh, and you tried to jog over there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Walking is not training for running. They went crazy.
All the way around.
Yeah, like they took their little mower and just said, let's go for it. Well, the kids are here. Gotta do something with them. This probably isn't the time to try and adopt Fantastic, although you hear all the time about people that do, so it's not, yeah, it's not undone, it's just like, well, you pay a certain price for that. have it. I screwed poor Lisa up. She used to be a happy person with a refrigerated box. And then we got her out of that. Oh my gosh, I don't know if we could ever stick her back in one again. Yeah. Access point. I think that'll solve one of Lisa's major problems in life right now. That's good. They're tough. They're good. They're kind of the combination of the two of us and then whatever they want to be besides that. So they're going to have some of this stuff. I just know that sitting around with nothing to do and a computer in your head to the hand is a recipe for disaster. That's all.
When I saw Matt,
hang on,
standing outside with his gesture.
Yeah? Well, that's one of the other things, man. Yeehaw! Yeehaw! Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I lost her coming down the hill.
Oh, what? You lost her?
I didn't mean to.
She was doing okay. She was doing alright. I know, you're...
I'm going to Tyson.
Ah, Tyson.
Real skinny dude.
Skinny dude?
Yeah.
Oh.
What are you suggesting, Mom?
They're good runners.
Black guys are good at this stuff, and you have to work hard to even keep up with them. It's just, yeah, it's just part of them. It's life, man. There's people that are just naturally going to be better at stuff than you are. Yeah?
Yeah, the most fit person in the shop.
Oh my gosh. There it is.
That was one of the nicknames I had for him. Sergeant
Fit. Hey, Sergeant Fit.
But I was calling him LB.
LB, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, he's got his own company.
He does?
Yes. LB Fit.
Oh.
Online workout group.
Cool. Well, good for him, man. Around at weird stuff in exotic places with room and board. Because I know one of your great joys would be to get out from under my roof, man. Yeah, stinking who?
I wanted to go to Japan, Germany, or anywhere overseas.
Well,
I mean, New Jersey.
It's okay. You might still get your wish. And if you stay close to the church, number one, it'll keep you out of trouble. And number two, yeah, when the moment comes and you go, okay, I'm ready to go on a mission, it won't be a problem. They'll just say, great, let's do it.
Where am I going on my mission? Afghanistan.
Yeah, they'll send you to the Texas Lubbock mission. You'll go, oh my gosh, I can't get away from this crap. That's okay, it's probably better than Utah. Get sent to the hive. Yeah, I know. Well, I wasn't thinking along those lines at the time. I was somewhat indifferent. Although it was sad not to go international. Oh, him! Oh, yeah. I mean, the Lord's just just going to take that and go, God, dude's got to learn a lesson. Don't tempt me. I'll do it just to make your life miserable. Just for fun. Woo-hoo. Yeah, okay. Well, let's see what we got. Let's see what the polar survey might have in store for us. They like infrastructure guys. They need a whole bunch of them. What do you mean, completely qualified? That's great, man. He's ex-military. Doesn't matter, he's ex-military. That's what they care about more than anything else. That was always my problem. I was going for jobs that were really designed for ex-military. And of course, they'd say, we're not going to hire you because we've got 20 ex-military. Because I said, you know, there's a whole universe of interesting possibilities that are closed to me because I don't, you know, I didn't do my time. But he did. Wants to go international? Now he can't. The military won't do it, but a contractor will. Huh? Oh, COVID-19. COVID-19, petering out, and the excuses are going to stop going, and the military is the biggest one about smelling an excuse. You know? I smell an excuse coming on. Don't like that. But I don't want to go someplace. It's COVID-19. Shut up, weasel! Pull yourself together. We'll slap a mask on you and you're good to go. Basic issue with school. Everybody is so paranoid about the whole thing. You go, what are you transmitting to these kids to come to their school? Nobody is going to go to the school to shoot up anybody because they'll go, I don't go to that place. Those kids are armed. I won't last 2 seconds in there. The only people that will be going in there are guys who want to commit suicide. So yeah, I said, they've got this whole thing backwards. I said, I don't get it. We're not preparing kids for the world of tomorrow at all. Hey. I remember out at Graney. We would close down school when hunter training came through. And it was a whole thing. That was the first serious responsibility, and the kids loved the fact that they were being handed something real. What? Every one of them had a gun rack in the back, and their guns were with them right at the school parking lot because of the stupid rules. I know, it's because of the stupid rules. Whatever. We're not going to agree on that one. Because you're too worried about safety. And you're going, safety comes from people not wanting to screw with you. All this bullying crap? That would disappear.
No, I think we have a whole bunch more
fun. Maybe. But it wouldn't last very long. It wouldn't last very long. Because bullies only tend to use threats. They don't tend to actually do anything. That's the weird thing about bullies. Yeah, no, it is. See? It was only because... It was just a threat. Because if he would have had an easy way to say, if you touch me, you know, I'll blow a hole in your foot. You know? Is that kid going to back off? Well, yeah.
Unless he has his own gun.
Oh, he can do that, but yeah. I said, if it became the societal norm, they would have to behave differently. And a lot of bullying would be curtailed. The reason why schools are such wonderful places for bullies is because they've emasculated everybody. And so the big thing is puffing out your chest and threatening people and doing stuff like that.
Oh, I fixed it. Look at that.
Yeah. Yeah. And even if the school was to remain, there'd be no guns here, and you go, okay. And you go, it'd be taken care of. Tell me all the reasons why it won't work. Fine. That's what you do, Lisa. That's why girls love guns. As soon as they get a hold of one, and they feel in any way comfortable with it, they change. No more mousiness. And they don't put up with much. And only a certain kind of guy really gets close to them. Ones that are kind of respectful. Because a girl won't put up with anything else. All these shows where you see these gangsters with women dripping off of them. And you go, it's not a surprise that those girls, they don't have weapons. I think the relationship between Michael Weston, Michael liked her, because she was, you know, his kind of woman. And yeah, did he mess with her? Gosh, no. Why? Because if she did, he knew that she would go after him. She could make a bomb better than he can. She could do all kinds of stuff better than he can. And she does not want to turn him into somebody that she hates. What's this thing on your shirt?
Hipster Bigfoot.
Hipster Bigfoot.
Yeah. You got a scarf and
cool
tattoos and a little coffee mug.
Yeah, I got a little coffee mug.
Yeah, you're a hipster.
He's a hipster.
You got
a
fake glasses, too.
Oh, they're fake glasses? Oh, are they? I brought my own. I'm not paying your $2 rental fee, boy. School? Arm kids at school? It would solve some problems, though. I think that'd be a good thing for the high school kids. But then again, I only know that from schools that have a heavy hunting gun culture to begin with, you know, and everybody knows how to deal with it, and that you don't pull stunts like that. You wouldn't see somebody going and trying to shoot up Grady School. Just what happens. Too many guys have hunting instinct there. And they would. And they wouldn't have even a minute's compunction about putting a bullet through your head. Just the way they are. That's why you want to do it back east, where everybody's like, well, we don't have guns in this town because we're good people. And you go, perfect. Targets. I love it. It's like poor Elder Bean, and when the time came to kill a chicken, you know, I don't know. Come on, man. I can't kill another living thing. Oh, you gotta be kidding me. This is food.
Barbara, prepare a meal for the
rooster. Yeah, she said she's
on Friday. She was, I'm working on Fridays. I don't have time for that.
Oh, well, she may or may not. I don't know. I don't know what
it's
they do on Friday. For all
night.
I know, they have all the aides coming in and scrubbing down the school every single night. I don't know. I don't know what they got going. All I know is it's probably way overboard. Especially now if they're coming back and saying, you know what, all this stuff about contact and stuff on this, and they said it's all aerosol. She said, if somebody sneezes in your face, you're going to get it. She said, you aren't going to get it by somebody sneezing on a chair and then you coming later and sitting in the chair. They said, it doesn't really work like that. But they didn't, you know, I only saw it once. They aren't going to talk about it much because I think that there's the whole cluster of trying to make people very paranoid about this, even for the wonderful good reason that they, you know, to say people need to be careful. You know, it's that classic left-wing thing. I'm willing to tell you absolute lies to many people as possible to, you know, do the things that we ask them to do. I don't mind fomenting fake fear in order to get people to comply. And you're going, yeah, that's because you're actually evil. This stuff could all be over now if you guys wouldn't have been so bizarre about this whole thing. It would have come and it would have passed like a normal flu season. And we probably wouldn't have even noticed the difference. And now they're all saying, well, look how wonderful it is. Our flu numbers are way down too. And you go, yeah. And so they're saying, well, this is the right way to behave. And you go, no, this is a stupid way to behave. Uh-oh, here you are. Bring up God again. I love you, Lee. Pardon me. That was just something that they would say back to you. Takes evolution millions of years to adjust to things. There you go. Funny, it takes this virus about 5 seconds all of a sudden turn from being something we shouldn't worry too much about into something that we need to close down the universe for. There you go. Not there for you. Sorry. Anyway. We're going to have some weeks of it really kind of laying waste to things. And then it would have started petering out. Because it's really not that spreadable. and studies have looked at it, but they're burying those studies because too many people are profiting too handsomely one way or another from the situation. So? Yeah, I know. And you're going, I said, you know. Yeah, I don't know. And that coming back, and now the thing is, hey, if you don't have the symptoms, don't bother getting tested. And you're going, yeah, because you're going to see that everybody's got it. And you go, that's exactly the way it goes. If you have a test for the flu, which I've never heard of one. I don't think it existed, or if it did, nobody bothered using it. You just knew you were going to get the flu. If you were paranoid, you went and you got the flu shot. And if you didn't care, you didn't.
Yeah, flu shot once a day.
Yeah, but frankly.
Oh, but it's a whole lot better than getting the real flu. It's just a minor version of it.
And you go, I don't know. This is, for all I know, every single year I get the flu. And guess what? I don't. It's not a big problem unless you're real sensitive.
Well, I'm all. Well, prefer to not get it year after year after year. And if I do get it, just get it over with, and then I can go back to not getting it year after year after year.
Oh, I don't know if that's the way it works.
Instead of getting a minor version every year.
Yeah, it's like, yeah.
I'll take my chances.
Because I know that when I get it, I'm gonna get grilled for 20 other things, and they'll want to do a blood test, and they'll want to do that. It's the freaking upsell, and you go, oh, I don't want it. Sorry. So do I get the flu? And they go, yeah. I bet you $10 I get the flu. And you go, but you're never gonna win the bet. Why? It's because I never go and get tested and have somebody do about it. The few times I have, I usually just said that was either worthless, waste of money.
Are you okay?
I don't care. Me? Come on. What are you talking about?
Your joint.
My joint?
Okay.
I'm okay. That's good. See, I haven't taken any allopurinol for any of this stuff lately. I've got my spares now.
Yeah?
Yeah. That when I get nailed by some, you know, when I start, but you know, I never know. So it may just end up being $130 that I just spent for no good reason. Because it's more of a philosophy thing. What do you do? You live with it. I feel stuff coming on. I'm gonna just do the cherry. And yeah. Lisa's got me on this diet to die for. Oh my gosh. How can I possibly get ill now? I'm not taking half anything half inflammatory. Because she's got it out of the diet. Yeah, but I don't get it very often. I do take quite a bit of it, to be honest.
Go in there and break off.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Okay, fine. Doesn't matter if I admit to it or not. We'll get it. Oh, I love you, Lee.
I said that because you just said that you didn't.
Yeah, I know, and I said, well, I'll do it. And then you had to add fuel to the fire. It's fine. I love you. Anyway. Yeah, it's like, eh. This is the first thing about most things is don't get weird about it. Because for all I know, I've had 3 cancers. And not doing anything about it. And it figured out a way to take care of it. Don't know how, and I'm not really thinking about it too hard. And you go, yeah. Said, I know. Says, it's counterintuitive. The philosophy is prevention, 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 prevention. And you're going, yeah. I said, I think that's actually the biggest mistake of modern society. Is to sit around worrying unduly about prevention. It turns you into a scared little weasel. It must be fall. Or the aftermath of a hurricane or something. Really? Is that all? Huh. Well, it can come a little early. Oh, sorry, today's September 1st, isn't it? Tomorrow. Oh. Well, except for Indian summers, we're going to be going to hell. Hopefully our wonderful plants that we've been dumping water on are going to start saying, ooh, I like this, and go nuts. Change gears, start saying, I got to do what it takes to propagate. And you go, good, I need all your fruit. Give it to me. Nails on like nobody's business. That's what I want to see. Oh, you can eat all of them, eh? You're not going to share?
One
of them. Oh, pardon me. Okay, four. Oh, you know the whole thing. During the harvest season, everybody's dropping bags of stuff on your door, right? Because they can't eat it all. They can't process it. That's what I'm thinking about. Going to school. The leftists don't care about much, but boy, they care about those kids getting to school, don't they? Attempt to put some fire into the whole idea of people saying, yes, school is primarily a leftist indoctrination camp. And they really want all children at school so they can get properly indoctrinated. And you're going, huh? We got you fixed. These teachers in Tucumcari, they're not very good leftists. Sorry to say it, of course, you know, it's all the law of averages with those guys. They know they've got all the schools and the places where it matters to them. Yeah? Working. Get right to it. Gosh dang it. Can't work Lisa over anymore. Sorry, Lisa. I know you prize these wonderful conversations. Like these wonderful lectures I do. Because they're not having conversations. I love you. You're awfully nice to put up with me. Yeah. Oh, the flagpole thing? Oh, are they putting some bricks down there too? Yeah, looks like they got a lot of stuff down. Trying to stop it from happening. Well, I wish him good luck getting rid of him now. Da 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 da